Okay, so I guess I'll just quickly review what we're up to here. So we're doing Tosos Elam Rav Yosef, and as the brief version of it is that the Gemara says that it's looking to find out. Normally, you need Hatzah has to be into a Makom Dalal Dalad. Has to be a Makom, has to really be a property of the object. But you have an exception, which is Achshavei. Okay, which means if you specifically throw it into the mouth of a dog. So even though it's not dalal dalad, since you want it to be the dafka there, so therefore there's an essential relationship between the mouth of the dog and the food. And therefore, even though it's not dalal dalad, the din makom is essential in the food. And therefore, it's achshuve, it's like it's dalal dalad. It doesn't have to actually be dalal dalad, it's like dalal dalad through your machshava. But it says if you put it in a guy's hand, Tos says that's not achshuve. Because his hand, you don't bedafka want it in his hand. Even though in the context of this action, he puts his hand that you want to put it in his hand, but you don't, that's in terms of this action, but in reality, you don't want it in his hand any more than you would want it in a kli that he would stick out a basket or whatever. There's no essential relationship between the object and the hand. It just happens to be that he put out his hand, so that's where you want it. So in the Maisa, you're aiming for the hand. But essentially, he says, Achshavei has to be where essentially there's an intrinsic relationship between the object and the makom, there and nowhere else. You know, you want it specifically to be there. Okay. Fine. So that's good. That's Tosas. But the problem is that the Gemara later basically comes around and says that a hand is considered dalad al dalad automatically. Hands are like dalad al dalad. Like the Rambam explains, because since hands could grip things, dalad al dalad is because it holds onto an object. But hands, even if it's not dalal dalad, it could grip, it could, whatever. So whatever it is, it's defined as like dalal dalad. Hands are dalal dalad, even at all, altogether. Hands are just dalal dalad. You don't need dalal dalad if you're putting in a hand. Fine. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Rava, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says that. Then it comes along, Rabbi Yochanan says another thing. By the way, if you throw something and it happens to land in a guy's hand, you're chayev. Okay, why? What's the chiddush? So you'll say, oh, that a hand is dalal dalad. He says, yeah, but he just told us hands are dalal dalad. What do you have to tell me the case that if he throws it and it lands in his hand, it's dalal dalad? If hands dalal dalad, hands dalal dalad. You have to. There's no additional chiddush in that case. So Gemara says, no. Because I might think that a hand is only like dalal dalad when he's achshavei, when he plans to put it in the guy's hand, but not where he just throws it and it happens to land in his hand. Kamash Malan, no. Your hand is like dalal dalad, even if you're not achshavei. Okay, that's what the Gemara says over there. So in passing, you see, though, that the Gemara is saying, I might think that the hand is only dalal dalad when it's achshavei, namely, when you bedafka put it in his hand. But Tosas just got through saying that's not considered achshavei. Because achshavei is only where you have an essential relationship to the there and nowhere else. When you hand it to the guy's hand, it's not like you want it there and nowhere else. It just happens to be. That's what you chose. So Tosas is deducing that it's not achshavei in the hand, but the Gemara openly says that the hand is achshavei. Okay, that the hand is achshavei. So it's a stira. That's what's a kasha. So the answer is no. That normally, achshavei, in general, achshavei means only when you want it there and nowhere else. But by the hand, since the Gemara already said the hand is dalad al dalad, so therefore the standards for achshavei become weaker. Now, to have achshavei, you don't need it to be, you don't need to daf go on it there and nowhere else. There, just the regular achshavei works. So our question was, but if you're telling me that the Gemara already said a hand equals dalad al dalad, hand is dalad, then you don't even need achshavei because your hand's dalad al dalad. So then that's it. So the whole idea of achshavei is to make it like a makom dalad al dalad. But if you're telling me it's after the Gemara already knows the hand is dalad al dalad, then how could I have a havamina that it's only when it's achshavei? Because havamina is it altogether. And then once there is a havamina, so you have to go with achshavei, whatever's achshavei. If you want to ignore the fact that it's dalad al dalad, so then you need real achshavei. What's this whole Gemara? I mean, it's really, what's the Havamina of this Gemara? You know, it's Tosas, Tosas' answer, but what's the Havamina of this Gemara over here, you know? It's Gemara hanging off. Okay, fine. So basically, I'm thinking like what Stav was saying, that, namely, I would think, just to simplify things, without the whole, the punchline. So the punchline is, so he's saying is, the Gemara says, Yado is Kedal al Dalad. Right? Yado is Kedal al Dalad. Right? But it's not physically dalal al dalad. It says, yeah, but that's a person relates to it. It's a holder. It's a holder. It grasps, it grips. So therefore, it's defined as a holder. Okay? It's like dalal al dalad. So you could say that means, like, but bottom line is it's not dalal al dalad. So you could have thought, and this is what the Gemara is saying, is that just because you say it's gedalet al dalin when you hand it to a guy, you might say that a hand could exist in two capacities. A hand could be just a regular thing which isn't dalet al dalin, because its dimensions really are not dalet al dalin, and therefore things fall off of it, whatever, you know, that's its nature. Or it could be a holder. Okay, or since it has the capacity to grip things, it could function in a totally different type of a realm as holder. Okay, in other words, its dimensions are not dalet al dalet. It has a function which is akin to dalet al dalet. So therefore, you may say it's up in the air, and your machshava, how you are utilizing the hand, will determine which hand it is. Okay, in other words, your machshava. So when you put it in the guy's hand, now he's actually receiving it and holding the object. Okay? Now the hand is functioning in the capacity as holder. Okay? When you're not, if it just happens to land in the guy's hand haphazardly, so your hand is just another small table, less than dalet al dalet. Okay, then its function is not dalet al dalet. Then it's the other kind of a hand. In other words, all you see from this first statement, the Yelushon Khashivalak dalet al dalet, means that the hand does exist in that capacity. It doesn't mean that is the sole definition of a hand. There are certain things that could exist in two roles. So you're just showing is that it has that role which is taken on in the case of the Mishnah, for instance, where you actually hand it to a guy. Okay? And you hand it to a guy. But how do you know, does Rabbi Yochanan actually hold that the Torah said yad equal is dalet al dalet, that is the entire definition of yad? You don't know. That's what's saying. That's the next case. He's saying is that he's not saying that it's optional, that there's two roles of the hand. No, that's not Rav Nechman's point. That's not his chedesh. You wouldn't know it from one case. You just don't know. You know what he's saying. But he's telling you the second case to show you that he holds. It's not just that it takes on, that it could take on a role different than its dimensions. He's saying its dimensions are meaningless because since its dimensions are overcome by its function of gripping things, and the dimensions are simply are irrelevant. It's totally a holder. Okay, and that's its entire halachic definition. Yad yad equals dalet al dalet. And it's basically as if it had dimensions. Okay? But again, the first way is no, it doesn't have dimensions, but it has a function. So it depends. Are you relating to it out its dimensions or out its function? So that's the thing. You don't know what's Rabbi Yochanan saying. I mean, that's the question. That's why you need a new case to teach me that Rabbi Yochanan is actually holding that it's intrinsically, that's its definition and dimensions, it really is kedal adal. Dimensions is irrelevant. It doesn't have another capacity, another role. Okay? So how's this answering those questions? Those questions, so this point is like this, is that, see, if you're talking about an object, not a hand, which is not dalet al dalet, so it's not, it doesn't have built into its function, its nature, holder or not holder. It's not holder. In objective terms, it's not holder. But the machsheves ha'adam could render this thing a holder. He wants this to hold his diamond ring. Okay? Bedafka. He wants this thing to hold his diamond ring nowhere else. It's not just an accidental thing. But its nature is it's not a holder. So he has to say, this is my holder to the exclusion of other things. I mean, he's specifically rendering the chefza into a significant chefza. He has to, so to speak, break its identity of like a non-holder through selecting this makom to be the makom of the object. Okay? You need that. Otherwise, it's just accidental. If it just happens to be, he's putting in the guy's head, putting into the place, but it could have been any place. So then, but its nature is that it's not older. And it's true, in this situation, you're relating to it that way, but that you're not defining the thing as older. Defined as older has to be, the chafza's location is here, specifically. That's by a normal item. But by a yad, again, this is in the Havamina. But by a yad, which really has two capacities, again, in the Havamina, it has two capacities, two roles. A hand could be a holder, or it could be just like another random makom, less than dalet al dalet. So then, you don't have to so to speak, bring out the underlying essential relationship of makom here as opposed to anywhere else. Because it already has the din makom built into it. You just have to, so to speak, access that. Relate to that. So then as long as you're putting it there, you're relating to it in that capacity. Whereas that's a capacity which it already has. You don't have to create the din makom. It has a din makom. You just have to access it. So you access it by relating to it as older. You're putting it there old. Now, you could have put it in a different location. That's true, but that doesn't matter. But right now, it's functioning in the capacity. It has that identity, and it's functioning in that capacity. Mashiach came in the case where it's not by a small thing, it's not a holder. So then you have to really define it. You're not just accessing a property of the thing. It doesn't have that. You have to be machshavto mashriya le'makom. You have to really be mashriya. You have to render it into a makom, which is by making this the makom of the chapta, not just accidentally. That's what it's good. Maybe it's because like mashriya le'makom is over there. To be mashriya le'makom, you have to render it into a makom. Then you have to really have an exclusive das. But yod chashuva lo k'dal means it's already chashuv. It has that property. Chashuvah like that. It just sometimes it's something with that. So then you need machshava there. But that's what Ratos is pointing out. Don't confuse those two machshavas. One machshava is a machshava of creating a reality, and the other machshava is of accessing a pre-existing reality, or relating to a pre-existing reality. That doesn't need the full-blown expression of a machshava. Just a question. So Chaim is asking a question. Why don't you say it's like your hand's older? I mean, we're going to get to, by the way. I mean, we haven't defined how it's going about whether hand is kadal adal yet, but. What he's saying is that hands are older. He's saying is because it holds a holder of things. But who holds things in their hand for a long time? I mean, in general, you put something in your hand, you're not going to hold it. Right? It's in a muck on a table. Think it's sit on the table for days. But a hand, who ever heard of anybody holding something for a few days? In general, that's not the case. So what I'm saying is that's true, but that's accidental. That essentially, like an example, like enamaskayim. If you write in the sand, it's enamaskayim. It's not a malacha. But if you write in ink and you have intent to erase it afterwards, you don't say Sainim Askayim because you're really writing permanently. Now you happen to decide, you know in your head, but that's in the action is a permanent action. But it's similarly here, is that in a makom, if you put something on a 3x3, it's intrinsically not a makom because it's only meant to be knocked off, it's not a real holder. But if you put it in your hand's a holder. It could hold it forever. Now, it's true in your mind, most people don't do that, and you don't want it, but it could do that. And the point is, therefore, the relationship is an essential relationship. It's a pen in a hand. It's a real relationship. Whereas opposed to the thing on the mailbox or whatever, it's not a real relationship. It's just accidental. So there could be a temporary relationship, essentially, where you could have something which is temporary accidentally. That's accidental here. This idea of when it's in your head, you plan to drop a thing. That's accidental. Zami doesn't say a little better. It's not just that there's two options for a hand. Zami was that a hand is really not dalal dal. It's 3x3. But yodav shom shuvol dalal means since it has the function of gripping, it could be raised up to being kedalal dal through machshava, through relating to it in that way. But I'd say is its underlying nature of a hand is not dalal dal, but you could relate to it in that way. And that's what the machshava would do. But that's the thing, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying that. He's saying it intrinsically is gdal al dal. It's not just that you could relate to it in that way if you so desire. If you desire to bring it up and bring it to that capacity. No, that's its intrinsic nature. Let's do the Gemara. We'll go a little further. And essentially, we're going to do now and do the Gemara, and we're going to do this Tosfos for the next one, Zarkanach. Okay. So it says like that. So back to the problem. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Okay, because the Mishnah basically says, so now forget everything you know about hands being dalal al dal. Okay, it's going to hurt you if you try to think about that, okay? The Gemara doesn't know about that yet, okay? Tosas knew about it, but the Gemara doesn't know about it yet. So the Shittas and the Gemara at this point don't hold that. Let's just say they don't know about it, they don't hold it. I mean, obviously they just don't hold that yet. They don't hold the yad as dalal al dal. Okay, that's why they're working so hard. So trying to say, so why in our Mishnah are you chayev for putting it down the guy's hand, but it's not dalal al dal? You need dalal dalal. So try to say it's Rabbi Akiva, who includes the Kamisha Alfadamia. Okay? Which means all you have to do is transfer it into the Rishos, you don't need Anacha. But he says, but that's only vis-a-vis Anacha, not vis-a-vis Akira. So it doesn't work out. Okay? It doesn't work out. Because all you know is Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need Anacha. But where do you see Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need Akira? Okay. So therefore, basically, the Gemara rejected it and going further. So it says, El Amar of Yosef. Amani Rebbe. It's Rebbe. Okay. Hey Rebbe, which Rebbe? Okay, I guess he wasn't that informative, Rebbe Yosef. The Gemara has to figure it out. Ilei Maha Rebbe. Titania. Zarak Venach. Agave Ziz Kolshu. Rebbe Mechai Vacham Potram. So if you throw it, and it lands on like a Ziz, it's like a ledge, or... Yeah, Zarak. Mershus Rebbe Tchilas Dalu Lusof Dalu Venach Agave Ziz. Mikol eitz hayotzei min hakosel karizus. Okay, fine. So it's like a little edge, something protruding from a tree or a wall, whatever. So So it lands on this thing. It's dollar amas rishos rabim, and it lands on this. Kolshe. So it's not dollar dollar. And Rabbi holds yichayev l'chamo yipater. So what does it seem? It seems like Rabbi holds.
$20.
So the hand, the same thing. Right. Of course, you have a problem. Is that's again, only that's only an
right?
That's still something to bother by. Why is it just then you just realize that you just had the same thing from Rabbi Akiva and you just said maybe that's only you don't need anacha, basically like you. So basically, there's a lot of fancy footwork to say that you can only say that in Rabbi Akiva. You can't say that in the Rabbi. Why? That's a good question. But
well,
what was it? That's Tosas in Tomer. Akati tikshalcha dilma hanachu dilo baya akira baya. Same problem. So viyesh. So this is the end of the cheshbon. But so I'm just gonna jump through. You can go through cheshbon on your own. But jump to viyesh lamar because he gives an answer. But he doesn't work out. I mean, but
Tosas Rosh, I think, jumps to his answer also.
Yeah. Okay. Viyesh lamar. This is a little bit down. The sever of Yosef. Okay. The sever of Yosef. The dafka akluta derbi akiva. The leka hanacha klal. And of course, there's a difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbi. Because Rabbi Akiva's case, it was mamash klutuk mishanchah, it was through the airspace. You didn't need any hanacha whatsoever. Okay? Rabbi holds you need a little hanacha. Not dalal dalet, but a kosho, some hanacha. So the thing is, it's only within Rabbi Akiva who says that you need no hanacha whatsoever that you could argue that hanacha is different than Akira. Okay? Avala Rabbi, the boy Akira Hanacha Agav is this Kalshu. Who I didn't know Akira, so I gave it Kalshu. Same thing? Can't differentiate. Why? Not clear. That's essentially the point. But the question is why? And then it shows that Tosas that it's not so clear. That the Gemara later actually argues on that and says that even within Rabbi. Okay, but that's essentially what it is. Get that idea. That's the first thing you gotta do. What's that idea? He's saying, it doesn't sound like you're just making it up. You're just making this thing up, you know? What does that have to do with it? It's a backwards, actually.
Right.
Saying Rabbi Akiva, who's more, so to speak, machmir, because he's saying that you don't need any Akira whatsoever, any Hanacha whatsoever. You say Akira, he's saying you need dalal dalal. But Rabbi, he's saying you need a little bit of Akira, so within his Hanacha, so you need a little bit of Hanacha, then his Akira, he's also going to need less. It's backwards. Anyway, see, it's Chumran and Kulas are mixed up a little bit. It's not clear why. This doesn't explain. You have to explain. You need a Svara. There's no sense to this thing. That's why. And then go further. So essentially, read through. Go through the whole Tosas. But the Gemara is going to reject it. By the way, it says that Rebbe's talking about a different case. But hold off. Don't go further in the Gemara. It's just going to say Rebbe. You can't say this because the Machlok is really about a tree. It's a whole complicated case. But a whole different complication. But for our time being, forget about that. This is at this stage of the Gemara, this is what the Gemara is holding Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi and the Chama arguing about. And the Gemara thinks it's a good answer and thinks that you can't reject it with the Sanacha Akira deal. And Tosas is dealing with that. Okay, so let's deal with that. Okay, the Elon's a whole different thing, is that next Tosas of the Elon. Okay, that's its own area. Okay, good.